And it's the sound of silence for Groove Shark. The popular free music streaming service announced it's shutting down after a 6-year legal battle with the music industry. The industry claimed Groove Shark violated copyright law. Here now is Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So at one point, Groove Shark had 35 million subscribers, but could you just remind us how it was actually different from other free streaming services, say like Spotify?
Well, in theory, Groove Shark operated by allowing people to stream the music collections that were uploaded by other users of the site. And the idea was that people are sharing each other's music, so theoretically, Groove Shark thought it didn't have to pay royalties. Spotify and the other streaming companies have royalty agreements with artists and the music industry, so Groove Shark was basically subverting that whole arrangement.
Yeah, and so did the argument that the industry was making was that the company was simply just stealing the music?
Well, what Groove Shark did is encouraged its employees, people that actually worked for the company, to upload a lot of music themselves. And the record industry really latched on to that, saying, look, this isn't exactly peer-to-peer sharing. This is the company having its own employees upload the music. So that was basically the whole, you know, the main gist of the complaint.
Mike, the industry feeling vulnerable, probably. We've seen cases like this before, and it's seen a really large drop in revenue from recorded music sales. Did that have something to do with this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the revenue of the music industry has been absolutely devastated because of the switch to digital, not only because of piracy, but when you think about it, if you like a song, even if you want to buy the song, you'll go onto iTunes and download just that song, where back in the day you had to buy the full disc, the full CD or record.
Right.
So that's a big part of it. And the revenue coming into the music industry has dropped dramatically. The bleeding appears to have stopped to some degree. The latest numbers from the RIAA, the industry group, put it at just under $7 billion, which is down about half a percentage point. And that's on a retail basis. So it seems to have stabilized to some degree, but certainly not growing.
But here's what I don't understand. I mean, clearly this is a victory for the music industry. But as I said, it's not the first time we've seen a music service sued by record companies and shut down. I mean, look what happened to Napster and LimeWire. And I just don't understand why Groove Shark wasn't able to look at what was happening with its predecessors and change its business model.
Well, it is a good question. And Groove Shark has actually been around for a long time, almost a decade. And they started off as sort of a Napster model where it was peer-to-peer, but you actually downloaded the music. And then they thought when there was all the pressure for sites like that to close down, they thought they could get around it by making it a streaming service, but it didn't quite work out.
So what do you think? Can music labels now rest easy that this case is over?
You know, this is certainly a big win, but I doubt anyone's really resting easy over it. And the problem is, for the music industry, it's sort of like playing whack-a-mole, mm-hmm. because you shut down one site like this, but there's so many others that pop up all the time. So you have to go after each of them. And as this lawsuit showed, as you mentioned, it's 6 years in the making, so it really can take a long time to shut these places down.
Yeah. Mike Regan, editor at Bloomberg News, thank you very much.
Thank you.